Okay. That's what's okay. Good morning, everybody. It's Motzai Shabbos, Parshas Vayigash, Toshin Samach Dalad. Now January 3rd, 2004, Lemisparam. And it's also Leil Asar B'Teves, the night of Asar B'Teves. So since tomorrow is Asar B'Teves, I'd like to dedicate the topic of the Shiur tonight to some inyanim that relate to this particular Tanis Tzibur. Asar B'Teves. In this morning's the Sedra, in Parshas Vayigash, the Torah records that after Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, so it says in Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Yodalad, Vayipol al tzavarevin yomen ochi vayek uvinyomen boch al tzavarov, that Yosef fell on the neck, on the shoulders of his brother Binyamin, and he cried, he wept, and Binyamin boch al tzavarov, Binyamin cried and wept on Yosef's neck as well. So Rashi writes, Vayipol al tzavarevin yomen ochi vayek, what was he crying about? I guess aside from the emotional reunion with the brother that he had, the one brother that he had from both the same father and the same mother. Aside from that, Rashi writes, Al shnei mikdashot shasidin lios b'chalko shel Binyamin v'sofon lechorev. He cried because of the two batei mikdash, which would in the future be built in the territory of Binyamin, which eventually were going to be destroyed. So the Beis HaMikdash, we know, sort of straddled the border of Yehuda Binyamin, so part of it was in Yehuda, but the structure itself, and certainly the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash is the Chelek of Binyamin. So according to what Rashi tells us here, the crying, the weeping of Yosef at this time had to do with the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, this is actually a shortened version of a Gemara in Maseches Megillah on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Vayipol al tzavar Binyamin achiv. It says he fell on the neck of Binyamin, but the word tzavarei is in the plural. Necks. Tzavar is in single, tzavarei is in the plural. So ask the Gemara, kama tzavar in havalei le Binyamin. How many necks did Binyamin have? I mean, he only had one neck. So Omar Belezer, bocha al shnei mikdashim shasidin lios b'chalko shu Binyamin v'asidin l'charev, that he cried because of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, according to the simple meaning of this Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tes Amud Beis, the drasha, so to speak, because otherwise, what do you mean, why did he cry? He cried because he hadn't seen his brother all those years, and now he's reunified, and they know he's Yosef, he knows who he is, and, you know, it's a tearful moment. So according to this presentation of the Gemara, there's something else hinted by the fact that the word tzavarei is used in the plural. However, it's noteworthy that Rashi, there in Megillah, says, kama tzavar in hoyle v'yamah lo gar sinon. We don't use that whole line. That line is incorrect text. Why shekein derech hamikra lichtov tzavarei loshen rabim al chelkas, for example, al chelkas tzavarov, boch al tzavarov. We find other places in the Chumash where the grammatical Hebrew, so the word for neck, even though it's referring only to one neck, it refers to it in the plural. So that's no kasha. That's not the nature of the drasha, according to Rashi. He says that that particular phrase should not appear in the Gemara, even though it does appear in our text. Not only does it appear in our text, but actually it also appears in the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash here, in Brachos Rabbah, on our Sedra, Parsha Tzadi Gimel. The Medrash says, Parsha Tzadi Gimel at the end, in this edition it's Simon Yud Aleph. The Medrash says, did Binyamin have two necks? So the Girsa that Rashi says is incorrect in the Gemara and Megillah happens to be in the Medrash Rabbah as well, and it gives the same answer. Amar Lozim from Das, Yosef Rab Baruch Hakodesh Shnei Beis Hamikdash Osidni Bonus Bechalkos Shul Binyamin Osidni Chorev. Again, Yosef saw through Nevuah, through Ruach Hakodesh, that eventually there were going to be these two batei mikdash that would be in the chelak of Binyamin, eventually be destroyed. That's why he's crying. In the Perush Maharzav, one of the commentaries on the page in the Medrash Rabbah, he mentions Ubeis Hamikdash Domel Tzavor. Because there's a drasha, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, which says, "Kemigdal David Savorech Bonilus Alpios." Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. So there, Migdal and Shir Hashirim is all allegorical. So that pasuk, Migdal David Savorech, the word Savor refers to the Beis HaMikdash. So whether or not the drasha is from the double lashon of Savorei, Rashi in the Gemara thinks that's not the case, and he thinks it's not the correct gear, so it looks in the Medrash like they do have it, or whether the drasha has to do with this connection to Shir Hashirim. Either way, whatever exactly the drasha is, it appears that we certainly have a makor in the Torah, at least as understood by Chazal, for the notion of weeping or crying in conjunction with the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Right? And Yosef was, I guess, the first person to cry in conjunction with the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, he didn't experience the actual event, but with Ruach HaKodesh, he saw what was going to happen, and he felt there was an occasion for weeping. So we know that the Beis HaMikdash, actually both the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara in the end of Tainus on the Afchav Tes refers to Tisha B'Av as a day of Bechia L'Doros. It's a day of weeping and crying for all time, for all generations. That's sort of how Tisha B'Av is referred to. And again, it's a mission in Tainus that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, both the first and the second on Tisha B'Av. Most of us were aware of this problem before learning it in the mission in Tainus. We know that Tisha B'Av is the day which is Hukba, which was established to be a day of Bechia L'Doros in conjunction with the Chorban HaBayis. What we are perhaps not familiar with, I know the first time I saw this it came as a surprise to me, is an interesting comment made by the Medrash Tanchuma in the Parshas Tazria of all places. The Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Tazria, towards the end of Simen Tes, it's referring to certain favors which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people, even when he had to punish them. He still punished them in a certain positive sense. So it says, V'od tova gedola also in Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu did another tremendous tova for the Jewish people. Ketzad says the Medrash Tanchuma, Sheba asara b'teves hayiruin l'Yisrael liglos m'Yerushalayim. It was expected, or it was worthy apparently, that in fact that the Jewish people we exiled from Yerushalayim on asara b'teves. Sheba asara b'teves hayiruin l'Yisrael liglos m'Yerushalayim. Shekeinu Omer, he quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, which we'll come back to. Me osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Omar, in Yotzin Achshav Bitzino Heim Mason. Asar B'Teva is in the middle of winter time. It's very often freezing cold outside Asar B'Teva. Happens to be mild today, but very often in Eretz Yisrael as well, it's very cold during Asar B'Teva, so you're going to schlep all these people through the, you know, in the winter time, in the Golas, it's going to be, people are going to die along the way. So me osa, Hintin Lohem V'Heglo Osam Bakayetz. He waited until the summertime. Tisha B'Av is always in the summertime, so it's a little warmer, much warmer, so it'll be a little more pleasant, in a hidden favor. Husha, Navi Omer, Asof Asifim, Hashem, Ein Asof Asifim, El Golos. And anyway, Himtim, El Akayis, Acharka, Heglosam. So this was a sort of a hidden favor, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to punish us and send us into Golos, etc. But he didn't do it when it would be freezing cold outside, and he did it in the summertime. Again, what's striking to me when I saw this medrash was that apparently Asara B'Teves was the day when the Jews were supposed to be exiled. So we'll keep that point in mind as we progress through the sources of this evening. Whatever we say about the drosha from our parsha, tzavarei, again, the Netziv comments on that pasuk, tzavarei is a plural, and very often, so it's not a real, whether you have a drosha from this word or from that word, we know that there's an inyan to cry. There's an inyan to cry in conjunction with the Chorban, and if we add the Medrash Tanchuma to the picture, then we have an additional reason, perhaps for Bechia, on Asar B'Teves, because Asar B'Teves was the day when it was supposed to happen. Lamaise, it didn't turn out that way because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us this particular favor at that time.
Benjamin cried also, that was for a different reason?
It says that Benjamin cried on Yosef's neck. So it says there was the Mishkan, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Until the Beis HaMikdash was built in a few places. One of the places was Shiloh, and that was going to be destroyed too, so he cried for that. Okay. Anyway, so I'd like to speak this evening about the subject relating to the Tainus of Asara B'Teves, which we've just seen may have a different angle to it than what we're usually accustomed to. What exactly did happen on Asara B'Teves? In other words, what the Medrash Tanchuma says was supposed to happen. So it was supposed to be that the Jews were supposed to be taken to exile on Asara B'Teves, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a break, and he let them, didn't want to take them out in the freezing cold weather, so he let them wait till Tisha B'Av, and he exiled them then. So what did happen on Asara B'Teves? In other words, what the Medrash Tanchuma said is what didn't happen, what should have happened, or might have happened, but it didn't. So what did happen? So here we find in Melachim Beis, Perek Chaf Hei, the very end of the Vayim Rishonim, the very end of Melachim Beis, it says, Vayhi Vashona Hatshiyas Lamolcho, the Pasuk says, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Aleph, it was in the ninth year of the reign of Tzidkiyahu, Bachodesh Ha'asiri, in the tenth month, Be'osa L'chodesh, on the tenth day of the month, Bo Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Hu v'chol chelo Yerushalayim v'yichan aleha v'yivno aleha doyek soviv. On the ninth year of the reign of Tzidkiyahu, who was the last king, v'chodesh ha'asiri, in the tenth month, which is Teves, because we start with Nisan, and Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, so it's the 10th month, the month of Teves, Ba'asor, Lachodesh, on the 10th day of the month, in other words, on Asor, B'Teves, says the Pasuk, Bar Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, came, who v'chol chela, him with his whole army, against Yerushalayim, and he encamped by Yerushalayim, Va'ivno aleh doyek saviv, and they built a siege, they set up a siege. So the Pasuk tells us here in Melachim Beis, Parakafe, this was the Asar B'Teves was the date on which the siege of Yerushalayim began, as engineered by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel. And Vatav, in Pasuk Beis, Vatavah Ho'ir Ba'matzor, Ad Ashteyas Reishon HaMelech Tzidkiyahu. And then the siege lasted until the 11th year, in other words, a couple of years, and then it goes on, B'Sish HaLachodesh, in the 9th of the month, and it goes on to describe the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So clearly from these psukim in Melachim Beis, the very end of Melachim Beis, we find that it was on Asar B'Teves that the city of Yerushalayim was, the Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians laid siege to the city of Yerushalayim. We have similar references as well in the Nevi'im Achroni, Yirmiyahu, who was the Navi who was there. Yirmiyahu the Navi was the Navi in Yerushalayim at that time. So it says in the Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Bashana Hachias L'Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, in the 9th year of the reign of Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda, Bachodesh Rasiru, the 10th month, the month of Teves, Vod Nebuchadrezzar, sometimes he's called Nebuchadrezzar with a Reish in Navi, not for right now why that is, Vod Nebuchadrezzar Melech Bava V'chol Chelo Yerushalayim V'Yitzuru Olel, he came with his army and he attacked Yerushalayim, and then it says subsequently, and then the 4th month, a couple years later, the month of Tammuz, they broke through the walls of the city, etc. So that's a reference in Yirmiyahu, and yet another reference in Yirmiyahu, yeah.
It's reference, is it several years, or it's just...
Same time, same exact, it's the same thing.
A couple of...
Yeah, I think it's the same.
1.5 years.
Yeah. Same year and a half.
One and a half.
No, 1.5, because it was in the 9th and it was in the 11th. And finally, another reference in Yirmiyahu, this is in Perek Nun Beis, Pasuk Dalad, Vahi v'ashon ha'chiyas l'molcho v'chodesh ha'asir v'asor l'chodesh, in the 9th month of his reign, and the 9th year of his reign, 10th month, 10th day, bo Nebuchadrezzar melech bavel hu v'chol chel Yerushalayim, v'yachanu aleh, v'yivnu aleh doyek saviv. So you have three psukim in Tanakh, one in Melachim Beis, and one in, two in Yirmiyahu, which state clearly that Nebuchadnezzar on the 10th day of Teves, laid siege on Yerushalayim. So to, huh? Right, Yirmiyahu was there. He was there, and Yirmiyahu was there. Right, he wrote Melachim Beis. Right. Okay, now, there is, however, one other pasuk. I'll come in a second just to recap quickly. The people just came in. We pointed out there's a fascinating Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tazria, which says that it was deserving that the Jewish people should have been exiled on Asar B'Teves. So it says in the Medrash Tanchuma they deserve to be taken into exile on Asar B'Teves. It didn't happen because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to go into exile in a cold month, in freezing cold, so he waited until the summertime, till Tisha B'Av. That's the Medrash. But, so that didn't happen on Asar B'Teves. What did happen was, as we've just seen in three psukim, that the king of Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, laid siege on Yerushalayim. There's one other pasuk that's going to be very relevant for us tonight, and that is a pasuk in the Novi in the Sefer Yechezkel. Now, Yechezkel was not there. Yechezkel was already in Bavel. The Psukim describe earlier in Melachim Beis, won't cover the whole history now, but 11 years before the Churban, the upper class, the Talmidei Chachamim, the wealthier class, were already exiled out of Yerushalayim 11 years earlier. That's made clear in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Peches, Rashi quotes it there, and in that same Medrash Tanchuma, it's very interesting, just as a side point, we'll read it though, the same Medrash Tanchuma in Tazria, in Siman Tes, that was another favor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Because he says, what's the favor? Shehiktin behegla golos yichonu lebovel, imachor shamaskim kol gibor achayel, v'yardu lebovel v'osu tarbet la-Torah. It was a big favor because all of the Talmidei Chachamim and the leaders were exiled 11 years earlier. Among them was Yechezkel HaNavi. Among them was also Mordechai from the Purim story. That's the Pasuk in the Megillah that we read. We read in the Eichot Shav Asher Haglam, Yerushalayim, right? He was taken out of Yerushalayim, Imagala Asher Haglam, and Yechonim Melech Yehuda. He was taken out then too, and Daniel was taken out then. So remember, what's the benefit of that? So the Medrash Tanchuma explains, because they were able to set up an infrastructure of a Jewish community. So that when the rest of the community were exiled, they already found, you had shuls, yeshivas, mikvahs, a pizza shop, whatever you needed to have a Jewish community, right? What? Right. Oh, Yehuda, right. Right. This said, just like Yaakov sent Yehuda ahead, I was just pointing out this morning's lining, Yaakov sent Yehuda ahead, Rashi said, to set up a Beis HaTalmud, that should be a community. So that's one of the favors here. So Yechezkel was among those who were let out earlier. So he was not there. So here in Yechezkel, we have the following pasuk in Perek Chav Dalad, pasuk Aleph. Vahid v'Hashem Eli, v'ashona ha'chiyis b'chodesh v'asir b'esol ha'chodesh l'aymor. Yechezkel Hanavi, who was sitting in Babel, received a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that same day. It says, in the ninth year of the reign of Tzidkiyahu, Bachodesh Vasiri, in the tenth month, Be'asol HaChodesh, in the year 10, it was the ninth year of their Golas, but that's the same thing, because that's, Yechoniah was taken away, right? So in the ninth year, in the tenth month, Teves, Be'asol HaChodesh, in the tenth day, it says as follows, Beis, Ben Adam, that's a Yechezkel's often addressed. We had in this morning's Aftar, it was also from Yechezkel, so he called Ben Adam, son of man. Ksov lecha es shem hayom es etzem hayom hazeh, somach melech bovel el Yerushalayim be etzem hayom hazeh. Write down a record, make a written record of this very day, es etzem hayom hazeh, somach melech bovel el Yerushalayim. The king of Bovel has besieged Yerushalayim be etzem hayom hazeh on this very day. So the Yechezkel wasn't there, and there's no television, other communications, so he had a better communication. HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed them of the news, and write down, record this day. So the Radak explains over there, just to the side, the Radak says, HaNevuah Ba'alo Ba'asar B'Tevis, Sheba'oso Yom Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim, and he got the Nevuah that on that very day, the king of Bovel was besieging Yerushalayim, laying siege to Yerushalayim, Ba'amalo Sheyichtav Oso Yom, V'yirel Ifne HaGola, Kibiyoso Yom Somach Melech Bovel, that all the Jews should know, that on this day it happened, Hashem told him record the date, because after that, when they'll find out, in whatever other ways they find out, when eventually the news travels, and the news will reach them, they'll realize, oh, the Navi was right. Wow, they'll believe in Yechezkel, because he'll have already had this date written down. They may won't believe him at that time, but later on, well, they'll get corroboration from other sources that, in fact, this is what happened in Asar B'Teves. So then he says they'll realize, Yedu ki Navi hoya b'socham, they'll realize he was a Navi. Right, that they won't listen to the Nevi'im, false Nevi'im anymore, and so on. So, that's why he had to write it down. But be that as it may, and again, that's the Radak's explanation, why he wanted to write it down, was to strengthen the people's belief in the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Good. But the bottom line is, Yechezkel was told this as well, so that is another reference in Tanakh to the fact that on Asar B'Teves, although the Jews weren't exiled, as they deserved to be, perhaps, according to Medrash Tanhuma, something did happen, namely the siege on Yerushalayim. So we have all these psukim in Tanakh. Lemaisa, none of these psukim say anything about fasting. However, we do find the following statement in another pasuk, in a different Navi, in the Navi is Zechariah. The pasuk in Zechariah makes reference to four fast days. It's Zechariah Parakhas Pasuk Yud Tes. It's a nevuah, it's a positive nevuah, but from there we learn that there was, these days were reserved as fast days. Kol Amar Hashem Tzvokos, it's famous pasuk, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaSiri, Yeh Elevei Sihuda, L'Sosu, L'Simcho, L'Amadim Tovim, L'Emes HaShalom HaHavu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Navi Zechariah that eventually in the future, the Tzom HaRavi, the fourth month again starting Nisan is Tammuz, that's what we call Shavuos B'Tammuz. The Tzom HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month, which is Av, which is Tisha B'Av. The Tzom HaShvi, the fast of the seventh month, which is Tishrei, which is Tzom Gedalia, right? And the third of Tishrei. The Tzom HaSiri, and the fast of the tenth month, Asar B'Teves, all these days in the future, Yeh LeBeis Yehuda L'Sasson L'Simcha, Olamadim Tovim. These will be joyous days and holidays, and so on, some point in the future, at the time of the Geula. That's what the Navi says. So from here we see that these 4 days were observed at that time as days of fast days, right? That's the biblical source. It's not in the Torah, obviously, but that's the source in Kisei HaKodesh for the concept of having these 4 fast days. These are the 4 fast days that we observe in connection with Churban. Kippur is a different category altogether. And Kippur is not a fast of mourning in any way. It's Midorais, it's a different status altogether. Tainus Esther is also a different status. Maybe we'll talk about that in Purim time. Tainus Esther is also a different status, not a fast in conjunction with Chorban or anything. So these are the 4 fast days. So the Tosefta says, there's a Tosefta in Soto. Tosefta in Soto, Perek Vav. Halacha Zayin says, Darash Rebekiva, Hareyu Omer, quotes our apostle, Koamar Hashem, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, quotes this more or less, but here it's in the Tosefta and Sota, Parak Vav, Halacha Zayin, Darash Rebekiva, Hareyu Omer, Koamar Hashem, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaSiri, he spells it out. Tzom HaRavi is Eyud Zayin, B'Tamuz, Shebo Huvka Eir, tells exactly what happened. The Tzom HaRavi is Shavuos HaBetamuz on which they broke into the city. V'loma Nikar Shmo Ravi, why is it called Tzom HaRavi? Shur Ravi L'Chadoshim, it's the 4th month, right? The Tzom HaChamishi Tes Ba'av, Yom Shenishrach Ba'av Beis HaMikdash. Tzom HaChamishi Tishba, on which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And it's called Chamishi because the 5th month, Tzom HaShvi is Shlosha B'Tishrei, that's the 3rd of Tishrei, Yom Shenerak Ba'av Gedaliah Ben Achikam. Right, the day Gedaliah was assassinated, and it's the 7th month, and Tzom HaSiri, Zeh Asar B'Teves, Yom Shebo Samach Melech Bovel, Asyodo Al Yushalayim, Shenemar, and he quotes the Pasuk Yechezkel. So there you have the source for these 4 fast days, yeah. Yeah, the 5th of Teves. We spoke about that once, but we may refer to that later. Right, yeah. Rabbi Kivim Shem. Okay. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Tainus, Perek Hey, it's there in the Tosefta, and it's also in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I may come back to it. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tainus in the Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, Yesh Shom Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mishanim Bohem, Mitnei Atzor, She'iru Bohem, Kedei Leor HaLavavos, Lutok, Darachei Tshuva. There are certain days where all of Klal Yisrael fast because of certain tragedies that happen. This is in Perek Hey, the first four Parakim Hilchos Tainus. The Rambam discusses private fast, the fast that the community is under siege, or there's a rain shortage, drought, and so on and so forth. Okay. I'm saying a different kind of problem, right? Either private fast or public fast for particular needs. Local fast, let's say. If you're in a country that has no rain, so there's a whole procedure. That's most of the second time is about. So here in Parakei, the Rambam says, but besides all those days, there's also certain days where people fast because the whole community, the whole, call you so, Masan and Baham. All Jews fast because of certain tragedies in order to, inspire people to the tshuva and so on. And to remember the bad things we did and our ancestors did in Halacha Beis, Eilehein, Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, Shabbat Gedai Ben Achikam, and what was so terrible about that, V'Nechbas Gecha, besides, you know, the tragedy of Gedalia personally, it's V'Nechbas Gachelas Yisrael Nish Eres, V'Sibab L'Hosam Galuson. You know, he was the last Jewish political leader, so it wasn't just that Gedalia, a good person, that Tzadik is killed, but sad enough, but it was also the end of any remnant of Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael. Vasir B'Tevis, Shabbos Tomach Melech Bavo, Nebuchadnezzar, Harosho Yushalayim, Ve'eviyah B'Motzor V'Motzog, he ran the siege, and then it mentions that Shabbos Tomach and Tisha B'Av, so that's the halacha we fast on these particular days. What is the nature of these fast days? So the Shulchan Aruch brings these dinim down in Orach Chaim, in Simchat Tovkuf Mem Tes. It says, Chayavim Lisanos, Betishabov, Shavasa Betamos, of a Gimel Betishrei, of Asar Betavis, Mitnei Dvorim Haroim, Shirubahem. Right, you have to fast on these 4 days because of all these tragedies. Then in the Simen Tov Kuf Nun, Siv Beis, we find a distinction. Tzomos, Halolu, these fast days, Chutz Mitishabov, except for Tishabov, Mutarim, Berechitza, Vesicha, Venilas, Asan, Vatash, Mishamita, Vein Tzark, Lahafsik, Bohem, Miojom. Shulchan Aruch mentions the following distinction that we shown and point out, that although, if you look in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, in Zechariah, they're all lumped together. Tzoma Ravi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi, Tzoma Asiri, that doesn't make any distinction in terms of the severity of the fast or the length of the fast. The Pesukim don't say anything one way or the other about any one of them being different than any others. And, the Tosefta didn't mention, and that doesn't make a distinction. However, the fact is, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that other than Tisha B'Av, you are mutter in the other four of the famous Chameshis Inuyim. There are five Inuyim, five afflictions that we're supposed to observe on Yom Kippurim. Question whether all the rice of the Rabbanan, Machol Rishonim, which is not for right now, but the five are, you're not allowed to eat and drink, that counts as one, not allowed to wash or bathe, not allowed to rub various oils and ointments on your skin, and you're not allowed to wear leather footwear, and you're not allowed to have marital relations. Those are the five Inuyim. So the Mechaber tells us here that Somos Halolo Chutz Mitisha B'Av, three out of the four, the other three, besides Tisha B'Av, is Mutter, Berechitza V'Sicha V'Nilos Hassan V'Tashin Amita. The only thing you're not allowed to do is eat and drink. And also, Ein Tzarach LaHafsim Hem L'Yom. You know, the fast doesn't begin. You don't have to fast the night before, right? The fast doesn't begin until morning. And Tisha B'Av, the fast, like in Kippur, starts the night before, right? Actually, with the arrival of the calendar day, 9th of Av. Where the other three fasts, Asar B'Tevish, Shavuos V'Tamuz, and some Gedalia, don't begin until the morning. Okay. That's what it says a little bit later on in Siman Tavkuf Nun Gimel Siv Beis. Tisha B'Av, only Tisha B'Av, is Leilo Kiyom L'Chol Dover. The night before is like the day, same dinim. Ve'ein Ochlim Elam Rojom. You have to eat only before, but it's still light, before it gets dark. Okay? U'Bein HaShmoshos Shalom also be Yom Kippurim. But already Bein HaShmoshos, we'll interpret now the beginning, the Bein HaShmoshos, twilight is already also like Yom Kippur. And similarly, in Siman Tavkuf Nun Dalet, Siv Aleph, Tisha B'Av also be Rechitza, V'Sicha, V'Nos Hasano, V'Tashin Shamita. Yet among the Yisurim Yom Kippur, all the other Yisurim of the different, of Yom Kippur, and the other four Inuyim as well. And that's not the case with these, with the other three fast days. Why is that so? So again, there's a lot of discussion. We've shown him about it, but for right now, I'll summarize quickly and simply. The Aruch HaShulchan explains in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes. Sif Hei. The Gemara Shom Darish Mikroy, the Zechari, the Bizman HaMikdash, Hayo Atzomos, Elo Lassosom, Simcha, fine. And V'chein Yala Osiri Mitzashem. And so he mentions, basically, that the Mikol makom lo kibalnu aleinu kitainis tzibur gomur lios. We did not accept regarding the other 3 days that it should be an absolute full tainis tzibur lios mafsikin bo yom to stop eating already before nightfall the previous night. The lelech yochef and to go barefoot without let a footwear or chitz of the sichah v'tashmish the other affliction ela betishma bilvad. Why lefisha oz talk for aleinu atzoros? That's the day which had the most tzoros. And the Mishnah lists off 5 different things that happened besides the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the first and the second. On Tisha B'Av was when the Meraglim story happened, and Tisha B'Av is when the city of Beitar fell, the various other things that the Mishnah lists. So Tisha B'Av, Levisha, oh, is Tochlin or Tzoros. The Abel Sharei Gimel Atzomos, the other three, Ochlin Balayla, we can eat at night, it's Mutar to eat tonight. The Ein Noag in B'Chol HaChumras, El Lisanos, we Bokrat Erev. We don't keep all the Chumras, just we don't eat from morning till nightfall on the Kedim Tainis Yochid, like a Tainis Yochid. And he mentioned, unfortunately, people are mezalz on this panesim, but that's the din. The Rosh Hashulchan says basically that it was simply not accepted as by the community. We accepted Tisha B'Av as a day, and why it's kolei and our acceptance is a different shear, but that's what comes out. The Jewish community as a tzibur accepted Tisha B'Av as a full-fledged tainis, meaning with all 5 inuim starting the night before, and the other 3, we don't have all those chumras, just the daytime fast and just the isser on eating and drinking. Okay. However, interestingly enough, with regards to Asara B'Teves, we find a very fascinating comment made by the Avudram. David Avudram is one of the later Rishonim that's quoted often in the Shulchan Aruch. The Avudram makes the following statement when he discusses Taniyos, Seder Tzilas HaTaniyos U'Perusha, and this is page Reish Nun Dalet. I think this is the standard edition. So he writes as follows. I refresh your memory. The Pasuk in Zechariah made no distinctions in any of these 4 fast days. As the Aruch HaShulchan explains, the Jewish tradition accepted that Tisha B'Av would have a stricter status, but for sure the other 3 are lumped together, have these leniencies. Comes the David Avudraham and says the following. Actually, before I read Avudraham, I'll mention one other thing in the Shulchan Aruch that's important to bear in mind. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tavkuf Nun, Siv Beis, first he says, Tomos halal chutz mitisha b'av mutar merchitz of sichu nosasan lo b'tash merit, v'ein tzarech l'atma v'em yon, we read. And then it says in Siv Gimel, Kol dalad atzamos halalo imchol lios b'shabbos nidchen la'achar Shabbos. All 4 of these fasts, if they land up on Shabbos, they're pushed off till after the Shabbos. So we know, for example, I think this coming fall, we have Rosh Hashanah Thursday and Friday. So Tzom Gedalia will be on Shabbos, so we pushed off to Sunday. Sometimes Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. Shavuos v'Tammuz, whenever Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, so the same year Shavuos v'Tammuz lands on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we'll get to that later. But the Mechaber writes, again, Lashon Mechaber, it's called Dalat Atzomos Halo, Imchol Lios B'Shabbos, Nirchim L'Achar Shabbos. Good, we put it off after the Shabbos. Says the Abu Dram, yeah.
Let's just go back to a source of time. If there's any source of time, well, the time is, it's Me'erev Ad Erev. So the base of the source would be
okay.
The Yom Kippur.
Okay.
And that's where they took Tisha B'Av from. In other words, let's start from the source of when
there are 2 different categories of tainus. You look in Masechet Tainus, even for rain, for a person, there's 2 different categories. Sometimes, even with rain, for example, as you're referring to, you look, there's a progression. If there's a little bit of a lack of rain, and it rains a little late, they had these type of affairs. Then if it still didn't rain, they had more Chamadik affairs. And only some people, then more people, all kinds. You look in the Mishnayos and Tainus, you see there's a whole progression. So both categories existed. Okay, let me just read what it says in Abu Dram. Rav David Abu Dram says the following. Chiluk Yesh B'neim. He says, listen to this. Sharbas atzomos heim nidchin lefamim kishachol b'shabbos chutz me'asara b'teves. As Jackie just says, she'eino chal olam b'shabbos. According to our calendar, asara b'teves will not land on Shabbos. We'll come back to that point, but it doesn't. But then listen to what he says. Avalu chal lefam v'yom ha'shishi. But sometimes it does land on Friday. We can remember times where asara b'teves land on a Friday. U'misanim bo b'yom, in which case you fast on Friday. And now listen to this. Va'afilu ha'yachal b'shabbos lo ha'yu yecholim lidchoso l'yom acher. Says the Avudram, if Asar B'Teves were to land on Shabbos, you could not push it off. Sounds like that you'd have to fast on Shabbos. You could not push it off. Why? Where in the world did you get this from? In Neshanem Arbo, he refers back to the Pasuk Yechezkel I read before, because it says, Be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. Kimo b'yom ha'kippurim. You look in the parsha of Yom HaKippurim, parsha's Emor, it says, Kichol ha'nefesh ha'shel osuneh be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. So the same language is used, be'etzem, this very day. So the Avudram has an unbelievable chiddush, and he says that would Asara B'Teves land on Shabbos, you'd have to fast on Shabbos. We would not. In other words, Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. Shavuos B'Tammuz lands on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. So when Gedalia falls on Shabbos, push it off to Sunday. Not Asara B'Teves. Unbelievable chiddush. That's what he says. Because it says, B'etzem Ayozek, Yom B'Yom Kippurim. Okay, so that's the unbelievable chiddush of the Avudram. Says the Beis Yosef, quotes this Avudram in Simon Tov Kuf Nun, at the end of Simon Tov Kuf Nun, B'dir Maschol Masha Kosov M'cholo, he writes, Rabbi of Dovid Avudram, Kosov B'Hilchus Tainis, Shayud B'Teves, he says, he wouldn't be able to push it off, because like Yom Kippur, and now he says, V'lo Yodati Minayin Lo Zeh. I don't know where he got this from. That's what the Beis Yosef says. I don't know where, and Egan Adrosha, I don't know where that comes from. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Elia Rabba, in Simon Tovkuf, also in Simon Tovkuf Nun, quotes this Beis Yosef, and he says, let's find it, I forgot to mark it, the Elia Rabba writes, yeah, here it is, he says, Kosov Beis Yosef lo yadati minayin lo zeh, I don't know where he got it from, but he says, "Ubekneset Hagdola, Kosav, the Beseifer Tikkun Yisosor, Kosav b'shem Tshuvas Hagaonim, Kavudram." He found that it's like that in the Tshuvas Hagaonim. Now, the only thing is, I don't know if that's what the Beis Yosef meant when he said, "I don't know where he got it from." You know, I think he doesn't understand why it's so. In other words, okay, very nice. The Elyar Rabba has a mocker. It's in the Tshuvas Hagaonim. It's good. But I'm not convinced that was the only question that Beis Yosef was asking. Just where did he come up with this from? It sounds like, you know, what's the story to this? I mean, you have a pasuk b'etzem hayom hazeh. Okay, but I mean, you know, compared to Yom Kippur, you fast on Shabbos, and it's a staggering chiddush. So, all right, so whether it originates the Avudram, originates, says the Elyar Rabba in the Gaonim, but we still need to understand the Shita a little bit. So Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, has an explanation, which is printed in the Chidush HaGrach, they call it the Yeshiva, they call it the Chidush HaGrach stencil. You know, the Briskers were always nervous about having their stuff published, so they had to come up with all kinds of unusual ways to publish, Talmidim, so this was not written in regular print, it's in the stencil. Yeah. Oh, so that's what Reb Chaim, very good. That's what Reb Chaim builds his Yisod on. That's what Reb Chaim builds. You have to see how we get now from there to Asara B'Teves, but correct, very good. So let's see. So there is a statement. Reb Chaim builds. Reb Chaim's comment is on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, where that Tosefta that I referred to earlier in Sota with the Rekiva darshaning how that pasuk in Zechariah refers to all the four fairs, that Gemara is found there. So that's what Reb Chaim is commenting on in the Chiddush. I'll read the Reb Chaim in a second. We'll start. Yitzchak mentioned that we have the following. There is a statement in the Gemara in Tainus, appropriately enough, on the Yud Beis and the Beis. But the Gemara is speaking about a person who has certain bad dreams. The person has a dream which shakes him up very much. There were certain specific dreams, and you know, and is very, very disturbed by it. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama bar Gura, Amar Rav Yofet Tainus lechalom keeish lenaoris." A fasting to sort of ward off a dream is effective like a fire on the cotton. You know what I mean? It'll go like that. It'll work like that. So says the Gemara. However, the Amar of Chista ubo bayom. It only works, however it works, I'm not going to go into this now, but however it works, somehow the tainus, the tshuva that the tainus brings will protect the person from whatever the dream, however you want to explain it. But the Gemara says that it's an effective antidote, so to speak, for the bad dream is to fast. And, it's a beautifully effective thing, but the Gemara says that Rav Chista says, yeah, but that only works bo bayom. Meaning you have the dream the night before, and you fast that day. You say, well, today I have to go to Chasan and eat there, and I'll fast a week from Monday. That's not going to work. It's got to be, bo bayom. And then, v'omer of Yosef, afilu b'Shabbos. Afilu b'Shabbos. You can even go ahead to fast on Shabbos. And indeed, that is how we paskin. Based on that Gemara, the Rambam says, again, in Hilchos Tainus, this time it's in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, Haroe Chalom Ra, person sees a bad dream, has a bad dream. Tzorech Lis'anos L'mochor, right? If it's a dream that he's shaken up enough about, he's supposed to fast the next day. Kedei Sheyoshuv, and Rambam explains, you should do tshuva the year, but it's not like a magic hocus pocus. It means the person will do tshuva the year, but myself, he'll think about his action. V'yichapes b'hen, he'll see what generated this dream, what this message is, and why this is happening to him, and it's not magic. And then v'yachzer b'tshuva, and Rambam writes, Mis'anav afilu b'Shabbos. He should fast even if it comes out on Shabbos. And that's the din as well in the in the Shulchan Aruch. It appears in Siman Siman Reish Chaf. Some Reish Chaf and Arachaim Sif Aleph Haroa Chalom Benafsha Aguma Allah. The person had a dream, so he's very upset about it. So there's a certain thing called Atavas Chalom, which is printed in the Siddurim, which we won't go into now. Then it says in Sif Beis Yofe Tainis Levato Chalom Ra Keish Lenaoras. Right, a tinus will get rid of a bad dream like a fire with cotton, and the Ramah adds with dafka bo bayom b'afilu b'Shabbos, even bo bayom and even on Shabbos, and again it appears in the Orach Chaim Sin Reish Peches and Hilchos Shabbos, the same thing that a person mutul is anos bo in Reish Peches Dalad, it says mutul is anos bo tinus chalom kadesh shi'ikra gzar dino. Okay. What? Well, I guess, because not every dream, not every type of dream. I don't know if you know. Certain dreams might be chulin. Right. Okay, so what does all this do for us? Now let's bring back to Reb Chaim. We'll talk about Tainus Chalom maybe another time, but here's what Reb Chaim says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yuches. Hine ha-Bahag kosav, dimhoya epsher. He quotes from the Bahag. The Bahag is from the Gonim, so he doesn't quote from the Rudim, he quotes from the Bahag. Ine habahag kosav dimahoya efsher sheyochal asar b'tevus b'shabbes hayu misanem afilu b'shabbes mishum nisim be'etzem ayom zeh. What does it mean? The tzarach beer ma'ishna mishar taniyos. So he says like this, basically saying we made a mistake. It's not the case you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. It's not true you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. We see tainus chalom we're allowed to fast. V'hine tainus chalom misanem afilu b'shabbes. So what does it mean? V'chazinim nizeh the shayach tainus b'shabbes. Why do we push off? So you fast the next day. The idea is you have to fast some G'day, so you fast some G'day the next day. It's not the end of the world. Who says it has to be exact that day? And we'll see in a second, I mean, if you think about it, the Pasuk never even mentions the date. Think about the Pasuk. That's the point of Minchas Chinuch. It calls it Tzom Haravi, Tzom Achar. It doesn't say the date. We'll get to that in a second. So Reb Chaim doesn't spell it out. That's probably what he means. He says, she'll fast the day after Tisha B'Av. She'll fast the day after Shavuos B'Tammuz if it lands on Shabbos. When are you not allowed to fast on Shabbos? You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos if it's impossible to push it off. So that's what he says. Gam l'mochir chom isanos. Al v'tainis chalom, gomer gmar d'yofa l'chalom k'rishana bo bayom l'chein eno nirkep. The whole chap of tainis chalom was to do it on the day he had the dream. So you can't push it off to Sunday. So you have no choice. You're allowed to fast on Shabbos. V'zeo achiluk mikhan.
I would have said because only Shabbos is all eating, whereas when Tainus Chalom, that becomes the owner.
Yeah, so that's what some say in a different kind. Yeah, well, maybe we'll get to that also. But he says like this: V'zeo achiluk mikol tanios lasar b'tevis, the b'chol tanios misanim mipnei ma'oros v'toli b'chodesh kineksiv b'kra v'shaper shach shidche. Right, he doesn't spell the whole thing out. Minchas Chinuch spells out more clearly, and we'll see in a second. Avo basar b'tevis tichsiv etzem ayom hazeh in Cain who din dafka ba'oso yom. That's his explanation of the Budram. In other words, he says that since by the other fast days, and I said the Minchas Chinuch spells this out, the Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Mitzvah Shin Aleph, that's the Mitzvah of the seventh day of Pesach. So here, now, I say right off, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't even consider Avud Rav's position, because he groups Asar B'Teves with them too. He says, Asar B'Teves, O Tisha B'Av U'Chidome, Rak HaDivir HaKabbalah Hu Alelu HaChadoshim. The Pasuk in Navi only speaks about the months. The B'Teves, the Tammuz, V'Tishrei, Michuyavim Lisanos, Bohem Yom Echad. You have to fast on one day in that month. I say it off the bat. The Minchas Chinuch does not agree with the Avud Rav because he lumps the Sefer Tevis with them. But his concept is right in that the Pasuk only speaks about the months, right? Velo nisyachet yom miyuchad. Rak eze yom sherotze yuchal isanos ve'elo chadashim. You have to fast at least in that month, but you don't have to do it on a particular day. And he brings a raya, and so Zitter alluded to this earlier, if you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, so we fast, it says in the Pasuk, Tzom HaAsiri, right? That's what we're talking about tonight. Asar B'Teves. Interestingly, there was a sheet in Reb Shimon, it's a sheet in Tanah. That's a Bekiva. I read the Tosefta before in Sota. But Reb Shimon is also an important Tanah. Says, you know what? The fast of Teves is in the fifth of Teves. I spoke about, I think the last time this happened at Asar B'Teves on a Sunday, I think on the Motzei Shabbos Shir, I spoke about that subject. What happened on the fifth of Teves. On the fifth of Teves, the Gemara says, on the fifth of Teves, Yechezkel of Navi and the Jews in Bovel found out that the Beis HaMikdash had fallen. The Beis Hamikdash, it was Tisha B'Av.
Huh? Whether Hashem told him.
Yeah, why didn't tell him Tisha B'Av? It's a good question. But he told him sorry, Tavis. He didn't tell him when Tisha B'Av was. But why not? I don't know. But the bottom line is, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, a different Pasuk, it says on this and this date, on this and this, on the 10th of Tavis in this year, by Avraham HaPalit, a certain escapee arrived, and I'm sorry, the 5th. On the 5th of Tavis, a certain refugee arrived from Yerushalayim and told us who saw here. The city fell. So they were so depressed, that's what they got. You know, there was no news didn't travel so fast, especially, I guess, during wartime, you know, from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, 1,000 miles, whatever, so they didn't know. The Jewish community was isolated, helped me work out the Matzias. But the fact is, it says in the Pasuk, Yechezkel was informed on this day, and the rest of the Jewish community found out that's when the Beis HaMikdash fell. So Rav Shimon feels that's the day of the 5th. Tzom HaAsiri is not Asar B'Tevis, Tzom HaAsiri is the 5th of Tevis because of that event. So again, we're not going to analyze that position right now, but the fact is, says the Minchas Chinuch, you see, what do you mean a machlokas? How do you have a machlokas? I mean, look what they do last year. What did they do? I mean, how do you have a machlokas in Mekiv and Shimon as to what the tome of the month of Tevis is? It is what it was. No one was doing anything on that day. He says, Monavshach. Either it was a day of Simcha, because the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and they were around, you know, they kind of, Rabbi Kiva and Shimon were borderline figures in terms of the Churban, right? So, Right, so maybe Shimon wasn't. But amen. So, Father, what did you do last year? Either which day was celebrated, or which day did you fast last year? Well, why did Rabbi Kiva and Shimon wake up as a machlokas? So you see that the Minchas Chinuch says different people did different things. Some people may have done on the 5th, some may have done on the 10th, because that's the Pasuk just says, Tzom HaAsiri. Anyway, and he brings other rides. You know, the Gemara says, in the Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan said, regarding Tishrei, so I would have been there, I would have made the fast on the 10th of Tishrei, 10th of Av, because that's when most of the Beis HaMikdash burned. We don't, what do you mean, it's up to you? I mean, you know, it's a Navi, it's a Din, you passed on the 9th of Av. So what do you mean, if I would have been there? Well, it's up to you. What say does he have? No. You interpret it like this. The Indian was to fast during the month. Alright, so that's the Minchas Chinuch's Raya. Again, as I say, he disagrees with our whole, the whole Avudram, because he lumps the Sarbat Davis with them. But if you take his idea, and that's what Chaim basically does on his own, he says the other month, the other Tanis are only dependent on a month, and at least with our Sarbat Davis, we have some source for the day. The Binyan Shlomo, Shlomo Komi Vilna, in the Tikkun of Osophos, at the end, in Simon Lamed Dalad, mentions this as well. He basically says almost the same thing like Reb Chaim. He says that there was a tzivui b'asar b'teves haya tzivui l'sanos bo b'yom davke. It's a bo b'yom. It quotes the Beis Yosef, the name of the Avudram. And he says that's probably why. Because, again, the whole idea before was about the months. And this one is, by the way, it mentions the day specifically. And then he gives another reason, huh? What?
To explain the idea.
I guess, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Right, one explains the other. Then he mentions another source that it says, Hayo, huh? No, so Chaim says, once you have the whole Isser to fast on Shabbos is only an Isser regarding a fast that you cannot put off. The others you can put off, but Asar B'Tavis you can't put off, like a Tanis Chalom you can't put off. That's the chap of Reb Chaim. The only thing is, again, you know, it's a nice explanation and all, but still, Lechora, I mean, you know, we're dealing, Lechora, with the Nisr, you know, to fast on Shabbos. I mean, you know, how do you exactly, you know, I mean, it's a little bit difficult to understand how you can kind of just get rid of. Yeah. Right, so that's what right, that was the oneg, and you could say this. That's what some say by Tanis Chalom, that you know, having the Tanis weighed, so to speak, is but no, in general, right? No, that works. But I'm saying the whole of Avudram. I mean, it's a little. You're playing at least with what might be an Issa Doraisa. The Yerushalmi Tanis says in Perek Gimel Achi. Well, let's see. Paragim Aloch Yud Aleph, it says, Rav Achar Bevo B'Shem Yosef B'Chinah also Lissanes Ad Sheish Shos B'Shav. Not even a fast half a day in Shabbat, not a fast at all. And B'Shem used the word Osir. And the truth, so that itself doesn't say whether it's Dorais or not, but the, and similarly there's a Gemara in Brochus and Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez, the Gemara says, that even a person who does have to, as I mentioned before, that like Gemara in Tainis says if you do fast on Shabbos or Tainis Chom, you have to make it up on a different day. A Mesiv Tanis or Taniso. So the Gemara in Brochus, where is it now? Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. What's that?
Sort of.
Yeah, right. Kapora. Okay. I'll leave this, I can't find the Gemara right now. But, okay, so, you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. The Rashboa in a Tshuva seems to indicate that it's the Raisa. Rashbo and Shalshus, Rashbo Chelek Alasim, Tophrase Yudalid, says, because, and he quotes in the Rambam really, he says that if a person takes a Shvua, he quotes in the Rambam, he says, if somebody takes a Shvua, there's certain types of Shvuas which are knocked out right away. Then they don't count the Shvuas at all. So one of them is that if a person takes a Shvua, Levatel of HaMitzvah, if you take a Shvua that nullifies the mitzvah, so that Shvua is disregarded. So the Rashbo quotes, Mashmid Varav Shu Sova Sha'ein Shvua Chala, he quotes the person, one person says, the Rashbo quotes the Shari Kainis Bishabas Udibri Sofran. But he says, and explaining the Rambam, Ef Shaloma Shahu Sofer, the Rashbo said it could be the Rambam holds, Sha also Isanis Doraisa. See, they have a lashon because there's mikra kodesh and so on. So they made them. It could be that it's a deraisa. I'll just read the Rambam. See, here is lashon. The Rambam writes in Hilchos. Wait a minute. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shavuos. I have somewhere here. Here it is. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. The third type of shvua, which doesn't count, which is automatically self-nullified, shlishes shvua shenishba levata hamitzah ketzad kagon shenishba shelo yisatef betzitzis. The guy swore he won't put on tzitzis, or shelo yilbash tulin, or shelo yeshu besukah b'chagas sukkos, or v'lo yochamatzah v'lo yilbash pesach, or oshi yisane b'shabbos v'yom tovim. So that's automatically nullified. So it could be that it's a deraisa, and the I'll say it, I won't read it now. The Shulchan Aruch Rav has in the Kutras Achron and some Reish Mem Beis, he has it maybe from the pasuk from the fact that Ichlu Hayom regarding the month. There's a possible mock in the Torah. But whether it's deraisa, the Rabbanim, certainly if it's deraisa, it's a little. We're trying to understand how do we just again the Avud Ram. We had a nice explanation of Rav Chaim, but still you're dealing with what's possibly a deraisa. So it's a little bit difficult. Let me hold over the question a little bit because it's getting late. I want to just finish a few more things at least. Yor Sameach, Rabbi Simcha, in his commentary on the Rambam and Hilchos Tainis Perikei Halacha Vav, says the following. He says that's all no problem. Why? Hine lefi masha kosav hamabit b'kiryas sefer. Mabit is a. I looked. I have a mabit. It didn't say it in addition that I have exactly like this, but we'll read what it says here. Hine lefi masha kosav hamabit b'kiryas sefer. The b'shabes meis leis lalav yom osam in a Torah lisanos avu b'yom bilvad eino osam in a Torah. When is there an issur d'oraisa to fast on Shabbos? To fast the whole Shabbos, including Friday night. Okay? Avlochein mutar lisanos tanis chalom b'shabbos. Why can you fast the tanis chalom on Shabbos as there are some air? Because by definition you had the dream Friday night, but maybe that's why you had the dream, you ate too much Friday night, but you ate Friday night, right? So you're allowed to fast on Shabbos because there's an issur to fast on Shabbos, the Rashbo, whatever. No, that's only the whole Shabbos, 24 hours. Right? And also in the Torah, and that's what he says. He mentions, you know, the Gemara says that Rebbe wanted to, if Tisha B'Av landed on Shabbos, which it sometimes does, Rebbe wanted to say, you don't push it off. That year you're off. You get a break. No Tisha B'Av. But he didn't say that about Shavuos B'Tamuz. Why not? Or Sameach is Medayik. He said, because the same year when Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, so does Shavuos B'Tamuz. Exactly 3 weeks. So why did it say Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? And uproot means that's it. You're done. Good luck that year. You know, we don't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. Why Shavuos B'Tamuz? Because he said that's why. Because Shavuos B'Tamuz is only 12-hour fast. You better go fast. Tisha B'Av, the 24-hour fast, you can't do it because of Shabbos. That's what he wants to say. And then he says in the end, V'nira, does that time Shehevi Abbasios B'Shem Avudram, V'ilu Chalos B'Tavit B'Shabbos Hoy Mizan and Mishum Nitzim B'Etzim Amazeh, Zem Mishum B'Tainis Yom Levad, Eino Osir Dvar Torah, because Asar B'Tavit is only a daytime fast. So even if it lands on Shabbos, you're going to eat Friday night, it doesn't impact Friday night. So therefore, it'll be Mutter, V'Lachein Hayu Chol Mizanos B'Shabbos. Therefore, it's Mutter to fast on Shabbos. And he explains, based on this, he says another point. It really looks in a Gemara like that. He quotes the Avodah, again, I'm not going to read the Gemara inside to save time. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem of Beis. The Gemara there says, Eres Akasha, Bar Be Rav, the Yossi B'Tanisa Mali Shabbat. If somebody is observing a personal fast on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara asks, Ma'u Lashlume? Should he finish the fast, or should he just, right before, he should eat something? Because it's not proper to come into Shabbos, you know, ravenous, you know, like wolf down the Friday night meal. So the Gemara asks, should he finish the fast or not? So says the Or Sameach, why did they have to say that it's a case of a personal person fasting on Erev Shabbos? Why not just ask? Asar B'Tavis lands on Friday. Why did they ask about the tiny Shibur Shechol B'Erev Shabbos? So he said, I'll tell you why. Mishum D'Chol Adalat Tomos Lo Motzi L'Chol B'Erev Shabbos. Other three never land on Erev Shabbos. Some Gedalia, Tisha B'Av and Shavuos B'Tamuz never land on Friday. Asar B'Teves does, but he said you couldn't bring a Raya from Asar B'Teves, because Asar B'Teves, even when it's on Shabbos itself, you would fast. So if I stay took, you have to fast Friday night all the way into Shabbos. So he said, that's his, so he said there was Tickle Raya from that, if a stickle riot from that, or some, from that, the Osman Echman's riot from that, sugi, from that Gemara, that perhaps, the Gemara, he said, the Gemara asked him only about a private person. He's Medayek, but since the Gemara didn't ask about a time receiver, why? What? Yeah, he suggested, like, yeah, it's a Diyuk in the Gemara. Why doesn't ask about a time receiver? Why not? Because three out of the four can't land on Friday, and the one that can, you'd fast even on Shabbos, so far as they can fast the whole day Friday. That's his Diyuk. Okay. I'll just show one other, one other question, and we'll just mention quickly a couple of halacha ma'aseh points relating to this. There's a sefer from the Torah Tamima, the author of the Torah Tamima, Baruch HaLevi Epstein, called Tosefes Bracha. It's a commentary on the Torah. Interesting thing. So he has in his commentary on the pasuk by Yom Kippur, Ki Chol Nefesh Elusun Sune, the Etanah was there. So he compared Chav Gimel pasuk of Tess and Pashas Emor. So he quotes this Avudram, and he doesn't understand the whole thing. He said, "What the whole Avudram makes no sense. Why not?" He says, "Because he says you look in the pasuk, Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him to write it down on that very day. The pasuk doesn't mention anything about fasting. I mean, it's quite a jump." He says. He says, "Tomani kiladaiti enam mechuvin kol the kambi amakipurim ksiv aloshen zeb move on tzivu ilis anosbo." Right? It says, "Kichol anefesh ashalom seuneh be'etzan ayom hazeh." Right? You have to fast on that day, even, and therefore we understand that the fast, even if it falls on Shabbos, fine. Okay. But Avosham Yecheskel Ksiv Loshen Zerachlin in Sipur Zman HaMaor is told when to relate the story, and he says that many times in Chumash it says Be'etzan HaMazeh. By Noach it says Be'etzan HaMazeh Bo Noach he entered the Teva, and by Yitzis Mitzrayim Be'etzan HaMazeh Otzei Sitzim. By the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, there are a bunch of places. You look on a search, they'll say Be'etzan HaMazeh a bunch of places. So he says they don't understand the whole Avudram, and maybe that's why the Beis Yosef says I don't know where he got it from. So he tines against the whole Avudram. I also saw in the Sefer Hegyoni Halacha by Rav Yitzchak Mirsky, this is in Chelek Beis, he has a whole essay on Asar B'Teves. He quotes many of the Ma'amar Kamas I mentioned tonight. He himself brings in also, there's a Gemara in Megillah, there's a Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah in Megillah discusses certain things which if they land on Shabbos, you do earlier than Shabbos, and other things which you land on Shabbos, you do after Shabbos. So among the things that are mentioned there is Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is mentioned. If it's on Shabbos, then you do it after Shabbos. So Rashi, he quotes Rashi there, says, Rashi, B'Masko Avol Zman, Rashi says, I'll read his line, Pirish Rashi Shom, Shetisha B'Av, Shenok Tamisha, Ena Kavan L'Tisha B'Av B'Vad, Elohu Adin L'Shar Tanios, L'Shivosu B'Tamuz Ula Asor B'Teves. He mentions, Rashi specifically mentions Asor B'Teves. So therefore, Rav Mirsky wants to bring, so you hear to see that Rashi didn't hold like the Avudram. Because Rashi is saying the Mishnah, which says what's pushed off when it lands on Shabbos, the Mishnah mentions Tisha B'Av, and Rashi is not only Tisha B'Av, but Asar B'Teves too, so clearly he doesn't hold like this Avudram. So he wants to bring a Raya from this against what we want to say from the Avudram. The only thing is that I saw that the Shol Meshiv, Rav Yosef Shol Nathanson and the Madura Kamo, discussed this, and he brings the Teretz. He says it's not really a Raya because that was at the time when it was, you know, there was a certain optional quality. Okay, the Rebbe put together the Mishnayos, so there was an optional. One time in history, we don't have time to go into it now, fasting was optional, depended on whether the Jews were in trouble, they were not in trouble, so as long as it was optional, so then maybe Rashi said, yeah, you wouldn't have fasted on Shabbos when it's only optional. But he says in our days, where it's been accepted as a chovah, so then we can apply the Avudram. So he says maybe there's not a raya against the Avudram. What he adds is, he says, what is this all about? And here's what I want to get to the punchline. What is it all about? I mean, why is it that Asar B'Teves have this unusual, strict position? So it could go back. I didn't see anybody related. But the Medrash Tanchum I mentioned at the very beginning of the Shir, which says that was the day that the Jews originally were supposed to be exiled. The only thing is, it was bad weather. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till the summertime. But they don't mention that. He mentions, basically, he says that the whole thing had to do with it's the beginning. Hascholos HaPeronios. This is what opened the door. The Rebbe Yonasan Eibeshit says the same thing in the Yaros Dvash. in Chelek Aleph, Drush Beis, he says basically it's what opened the door. It's Dochas Shabbos. Why? Kitzor Gedola Haisav Chol Hascholas Koshes. The Kaven Shvar Hutro Haritzul Memalo Atzul Ir Karacharka Haisav Derech Kvusha. Once it was Mutter from Hashem to besiege the city. So then it was just a matter of time. And it was, this was the beginning. And again, it relates really to what we said, because Rabbi Yochanan said, I would move Tisha B'Av to the 10th of Av. Why? Because that's when the Beis HaMikdash was burned. So why don't we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? That's why, because you go by the beginning. It was lit fire, they set fire to it on the 9th of Av. You go by the beginning. So that's what they all say over here. So just to conclude, I wanted to mention, let me just hold off, it's late. Let me finish. Okay, so this is what, but there is another point. It could boil down to, is it some kind of a xeris akosos of Yetzamay Amazeh, or is it because of something to the nature of Asar B'Tavis? So it's interesting because we can, it's very nice, but this whole shir in a way is moot, because Lamaisa, Asar B'Tavis doesn't fall on Shabbos. So it's all very nice to explore what, who, but Lamaisa doesn't happen. That's what you're looking at in the Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Gimel of Simon Tafkuf Nun in Arachaim. So it says, Kol Dal Atamos Halolim Cholis B'Shabbos Nidchin Lachar Shabbos. They're all pushed off to after Shabbos. So the Mogen Avraham writes, Kol Dal Atamos Lav Dafke. It doesn't mean all four. De La Olam Ein Yud B'Tavis B'Shabbos. They work out the luach, so the Rosh Chodesh Tevis can never be the first of Tevis can never be on a Thursday. Our luach has certain fixed things. Rosh Hashanah can't be certain days, and for different reasons, which we won't go into now, but there's certain fixed things in our luach. So one of the fixed things is that the first of Tevis will never be on a Thursday. Rosh Chodesh Tevis will never be on a Thursday. So if the first of Tevis can't be a Thursday, it means the second can't be a Friday, it means the third can't be Shabbos, it means the tenth can't be Shabbos. So it'll never happen. So the lashon of kol, dalat atzomos, no, it's lav dafke. Okay, says the Magen Avraham. But then it says, v'im cholu, the Arab Shabbos, if it landed on Arab Shabbos, then Korim B'Shachas U'Mincha B'Yachal, Yulein B'Yachal. He mentioned this because in that same Beis Yosef that I referred to earlier, Beis Yosef, there's some sheep that say, when you have a fast on Friday, you don't lay B'Yachal at Mincha. So we don't paskin that way, although we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. We do limit something because it's Arab Shabbos, so we leave off Avinu Malkeinu with a Tachanun that we normally say on a fast day, but we do lay B'Yachal. So the Magen Avraham says again, it's Sifkot and Hay, the word Chalu, Im Chalu B'Arab Shabbos is also Lav Dafke. He says, the only one that can land on Arab Shabbos, the other three can land on Shabbos but can't land on Arab Shabbos. The Asar B'Tavis is the only one that can land on Shabbos. So anyway, so what Nafkamina is in this whole discussion, interesting though it is, but, Lamaisa, the Buddha is very nice, and he himself admits it never happens. So it's interesting, I saw the Stechemed has a machlokas that he with somebody he quotes. This is in Asivas Dinam Arechas Bein Amitzarim Perek. I think it's Perek Beis. Sorry, Simon Beis. Simon Beis Klal Chav Gimel. Regarding the following, I'll just read it from here, but you can look up the source if you want to follow it up. It says, "What if a person made a mistake? Misha Tov Achol B'Yom Tishva or any other times. A guy, woke up in the morning, forgot." Tishwa is harder to imagine, but even Tishwa, the guy was so out of it, it comes out. Or tomorrow morning, a guy. Wasn't here tonight, so he forgot that it's a tainus. So he goes in the morning, has a cup of coffee or something, and then he comes to shul, and he realizes, they're saying slichas. Well, he comes to shul, all the slichas are piled up outside, so he realizes it's Asar B'Tavis. So, whatever the fast is. So he said, the din is you're not supposed to keep eating. So it's interesting, the Morgan Avraham quotes from the Maharil, that the person who did this should fast three times, and that's kind of a kapara. But anyway, he's supposed to keep fasting, he's supposed to keep fasting the rest of the day. Okay. So here, there's a question about making it up. So he says, Maharil again had this, he said, Kosov Achonim Shem Maharil, the Misha Tov Shachav Achav Echav Dal Tomus, he's on a Bahav. He should fast the following Monday, Thursday, Monday. Alright, but at least some kind of a makeup. What about Asar B'Tavis? So here, the quotes from the Sefer called Yemei Shlomo. I'm not familiar with the Sefer, but he says the Sefer Yemei Shlomo. It says that on Asar B'Tavis, on Asar B'Tavis Medina Tzorach Lisanos. Asar B'Tavis is not just a chumra to make it up. You gotta make it up. Okay, you have to make it up. Asar B'Tavis Medina Tzorach Lisanos. While P Munav Zet, and but I understand why other people were in Mechalei fine. So he says, what's the reason? So Stechemet suggests that the reason is because maybe Asar B'Tavis has a stricter status to it, so there were some of the reasons we mentioned here. But the Stechemet says, I hold Mamish Adarabah. No. Asar b'teva is the one you wouldn't have to make up at all, because it's be'etzem ayom hazeh. And if you, so you see that even though we don't accept this drush of the Avud, I'm not going to accept it. It's not relevant because we don't have Asar b'tevas on Shabbos, but Lamaisa, the Seychemet found the means of at least applying halacha Lamaisa. And I'll just finish. The truth of the matter is there are two dinim, that people maybe don't know as well. The halacha is, the halacha is, even though, as we mentioned, that the four tzomos, the other four tzomos, we don't have any of the dinim like the other inuyim. However, we should be aware of the fact that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Tov Kuf Nun, where it says, you don't have to do all these things in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's gotten involved. Why is that so? The Bishah Sharotz, the Kibla Motsu, Mechol Arba, Taniyos Hanal, Lo Kibla Olem Shiu, Bechomer Tishabov, right? And we said that, okay? With Yishain Robat Tzibur Chol Muhammad Bo, it's too tough for people to fast so many times during the year and so on. But, with all of the Chameshas in him, but, Ubal Nefesh Yachmer Chulon. One person wants to be Machmer, it's appropriate to be Machmer. A person wants to be Shaman, a person really wants to be Machmer. I don't know if people who are Jerry Machmer in this too, I don't know. He says, should do it like Tishabov, except, that if it's the Leil HaTzvila for the wife, that's the night she goes to Mikvah, you don't have to be Machmer on Tashmir Amita. And also he says you're not Machmer on leather footwear, at least in those days, because it looks funny. Today, I don't know, today you wear sneakers, No one noticed. In those days, it was, it says, Michum Shum Chuchav Kula, the guy will look silly, walking without shoes. But that's what he says, you should, and then he also mentions, but if Asar B'Teves is on Friday, you should not abstain from showering on Friday afternoon, because that's a dinner covered Shabbos, and so on. But you see that at least some people had the, had the chumrah. So what I was thinking, yeah. That's the second thing, okay? There's a separate thing that perhaps the night before also a person should be, should be makbid in certain things. There's a whole discussion, the time doesn't permit. It sits on Ezra, the Tshuva, and Chalek Zayin, Simon Mempes, Perek Yudal, he has a whole Tshuva about what, because apparently some people, based on a Shalom, extended some of the things to the night, to other things as well. There's the statement in the Bir Halacha, and I know I'm rushing, I just want to finish. The Bir Halacha says, even things, somehow things which are usher in the 9 days, those chumers should at least be observed on the Arba Taniyos, on the other fast days. Like if we will include, let's say, Nogeh for shaving tomorrow. Right? So you look back in the Yerab and the Prima Gadam, they weren't talking about all the things, it was only talking about Binyan Shal Simcha, doing Simchadik activities, or maybe Chasana, the whole question of having a Chasana on Sar B'Tavis, the Tosus, which talks about having a Chasana on Sar B'Tavis, and then the question is, what about tonight? What's the status tonight? What's the status with A, being Machmer and other things, and B, what's the status the night before? So the truth is, and again, we're not, generally speaking, I'm not Machmir, but I thought, based on the status of Asar B'Teves, one could make a case, at least with regards to Asar B'Teves, that maybe there's more room to be Machmir on Asar B'Teves because of this unique status of Asar B'Teves, that it was supposed to be the day the Jews were sent into exile, it has this extra status because of Etzem El Mazeh, maybe, and I'm not telling anybody what to do, I'm not even telling you what I'm going to do, but the fact is that there is perhaps with regards to Asar B'Teves and these additional chumras of A, keeping some of the other inuyim as well besides not eating and drinking, and B, the question of the night before, perhaps there's room, fasting already the night before, perhaps there's more room to machmer on the tainus of Asar B'Teves because of its nature as we develop tonight. I'll just mention, I don't think that it would include, let's say, even if someone wants to be machmer not to eat tonight, but for sure, I think Malav Malka that a person should eat. That's certainly it's a din, or certainly Havdalah. Someone's going to say he's already going to stop eating, at the end of Shabbos. But then you run into a problem Havdalah. So I think that for sure you'd not do. But to perhaps minimize the Simcha, so there's perhaps room, at least according to some. And I'm suggesting perhaps on the Sabbat Tavis, even more reason perhaps to think about this. In any event, we should all see the fulfillment of that pasuk in Zechariah. That's all the tzomos should be Yehila Beis Yehuda Sosam. Thank you for listening. Good to go. Yeah. Yeah.
This is like a
dinosaur
salon.
This year we should have the rebuild. Oh, I see. Very good. 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 Okay, Scott.
Michael, if you were wearing a steak of flight, I would think that was
right. Oh, man.